Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
So I had pink gin already, so I felt that went well with the blackcurrant fruit shoot. Mm. That was very strong.
You so don't say.
We needed the lemonade to water it down.
Welcome to the secret world of slimming clubs. If you've already eaten two boxes of Ferrero Rocher instead of wrapping them up for your mum for Christmas, this is the podcast you need. I'm Jo, and with me is my fellow dieter, Victoria.
Hello.
Producer Paul is also still allowed on microphone.
Hi.
Which is exciting.
Is
for
it?
Him.
Yeah, God, I'm glad you said that.
Let's get our first update. Here we go.
I have lived pretty much the same week for the last 3 weeks. I'm still eating a lot of cake. I'm still eating a lot of rubbish. I am getting a little bit sick of it now, which is not ideal because Christmas is round the corner. So I don't really know what I'm going to do because I do really want to enjoy Christmas. But at the same time, I have got no self-control at the moment and I cannot help myself. And I am really, really not helping myself because I'm buying two Good To Go bags, which I do not need. But now I have a lot of scones, which are massive to get through. And of course, when you pick up these bags, you don't know what's in them. And when I realised that there were scones in there, I then had to go and get some clotted cream and some jam. But really, I have not logged calories. I have not stuck to a plan. I've been really, really bad, actually. And the guilt is starting to sneak in now.
Oh, no.
I don't know when I'm going to rein it in. And I know that I'm going to be really disappointed in myself if I've done all of this work over this year and ending the year feeling really rubbish about myself. I really don't want to put myself in that situation. I have started walking more and moving more. I can't control the food, but I can control my feet. Get that on a sticker, producer Paul.
Yeah, we go.
Get it on one.
Oh, God, that's it. I've given myself a pep talk. Just listening back to that,
yeah.
I'm done. I'm
that was your own therapy.
It was.
Wasn't it?
Oh, I'm done. No, I need to enjoy Christmas this year and I don't want to feel guilty about it and think I don't... Not that I don't deserve it, because I think... Food shouldn't be seen as a reward or anything like that. But I don't want to get to Christmas Day and not want to look at another quality streak because I've already eaten five boxes in the lead up to
well,
it.
Well, so. This is what your body does, though, isn't it? It starts going, hello, vegetables.
I know.
Hi.
Yep.
Got any?
No vegetables.
No.
No.
So
none.
Have you, since you recorded that?
Yesterday.
Okay. So you don't feel better yet then?
Not yet, no, I'm not really giving it a chance. But I will. Ask me again tomorrow and I will. It's been it's a groundhog week, really, for the last 3 weeks.
And too good to go at.
Oh, I know.
So which was that from? Because I've ordered one today.
Have you? Well, yeah. mine is the local bakery, the Cronut shop, if you will.
Right.
I've not ordered from there. Actually, I looked since November 22. So it's been a year since I last went
there. Well, really well done.
So I was a little bit apprehensive because, again, you never know what you're going to get. Mm. So part of me was like, I really hope it's really bad. And then I don't want any of it in there because it's just, whatever. But then I didn't want it to be too good because, you know, then that is literally cake for days. I think I had in the middle, we had five, which is a lot, scones. Like massive size of your head
really
scones.
Really great
nice.
Work.
Which was nice.
That's a good one. Just five scones or other stuff too?
One brownie.
Yeah.
And then two like bread rolls, sort of like hot cross bun type things. But then with the scones, you can't just have them by themselves.
No, darling. You absolutely can't.
I had to go and buy like a massive tub of clotted cream, which all went.
The greatest of all the creams.
In a day.
Wouldn't you just have it with butter?
God, no. Don't be ridiculous.
I mean, you could, Paul, is what she meant to say.
No, yeah. No, you can't. It's like adults can't drink squash. You can't have a scone without cream and jam.
It's one of
your
rules.
Do you not put butter on as well?
No.
So there's no butter in your scone?
Oh, I do butter.
What, cream and jam?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
No,
I'm pretty sure I put butter on before the jam.
No, I substitute like the butter for the cream.
Fair enough.
Because you don't need two.
She's not an animal.
You don't need two.
She's not an animal.
Moisty bottom things, do you?
Well,
I'm trying to think of what I want from my scone as a celiac, guys. I can't eat them anymore.
No, of course not. Of course not.
But, yeah, I think I'd just go butter. I think that's still satisfying.
Like, that really doesn't surprise me. You.
Yeah, it feels pretty. Feels like boring, you're missing something. If it's at least if you've not got jam on. Feels like you're missing something with just butter.
Yeah, but it's got like currants and raisins in it.
Paul, not approved. Not approved.
Well, but these ones do, but you can get plain ones, obviously.
We've gone Costa.
Oh, yeah, no. Again, there's
because
a
I've just got jealous, and it's the first time because we've moved house, we've never been able to do Too Good To Go before. So I've just gone, and it's a good time between 6 and 6:40.
That is a good one, yeah.
So I've just gone, oh, sod it. There's one available. Let's just do it.
My Costa's on there quite regularly, actually.
Is it? I'm hoping for salads.
No, you're not. God, you're not.
What? Of course I am. I'm hoping for salads and, yeah, maybe a fruit juice. A smoothie.
Sure.
Or whatever it is. But I'll keep you posted on
that.
But I'm excited.
Yes. Yeah.
So your cake week continued ahead of cake season for December. And so how much have you put on? Why don't we get to it?
Sure. Let's go for it. I haven't put on.
Maintained.
I've maintained.
Nice.
Which I really, again, this adds to the I need to draw a line, start again moment.
Because you've got away with it.
Because I really do feel like I've got away with it and I definitely shouldn't have done at all. So yeah, I feel like, what are we on now? End of November? Mm-hmm. Really, we've got another month, haven't we, till Christmas? Like
There's a month to go.
I want to try and lose what I've put on in the last couple of weeks. So I think I've put on
£10.
Joe.
I don't know the stats.
Like £6,
I'm just guessing.
£6.
I've put on £6.
Oh, you can do that.
I can do that in a month.
Yeah.
So still, no one on this podcast has lost any weight in November yet.
That's true.
That's a shame, isn't it?
What a shit start.
But I do have a very, very... It's not just Christmas. I've got boyfriend's birthday, my mum's birthday, and we've got a wedding at the end of the month as well.
Well, it's cake. You might as well just go balls deep.
Well, I have been.
I know.
And now I feel like shit.
I know. Oh, I know. What a lesson to learn, guys.
Do you know what? There was one part of me, and I can't believe it even came into my head, but I was thinking I could just cut out cheese and chocolate again.
No, I can't do that.
But
cheese and chocolate is Christmas.
But that's clearly my weakness.
Sure.
Because since that's back in my diet, I've piled the weight back on.
Well,
I do think being a celiac, if you give me a choice,
I might not go back.
But I've had to cut out
what
gluten.
Do you mean? You wouldn't go back? All of that good stuff that you're missing out on.
It forces me to make healthier choices and dodge things.
Gained half a stone last week.
All right, that was an anomaly. It was quite clearly batteries in the scales.
Well,
it was the thing that made people laugh the most they've laughed all year.
Okay, I thought this was supposed to be a supportive podcast.
Okay, fine. No.
All right, let's move on. Well done.
Thank you.
Time for our excuse of the week. Each episode, we're going to hear an excuse that you've used or heard at a slimming club. So do send them in. It could be you being featured on a future podcast. This has come in from Bev. Now, I don't know whether Bev has used this or heard it.
Okay.
So let's not all point at Bev.
Okay.
If you know a Bev, it might not be her. This is the excuse. I was invited to a party where you had to bring a tray full of orange food or drink. I did not want to take carrots or oranges, so I took orange gin and orange shot glasses. And before I knew it, we drank two bottles and I was eating a pizza.
That's a pie I want to go to.
Isn't it really?
Can you then, you know, with the pizza though, if you had Red Leicester, technically that's an orange pizza.
Yeah, orange pizza.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, maybe that's why they did it. So two bottles of orange gin and an orange pizza.
Perfect.
Was what she found herself through no fault of her own going in. Any more excuses, do let me know. You know where we are on socials. If, like with a four-pack of Caramac bars, One episode of this podcast is simply not enough. You can treat yourself to extra portions and you can sign up to our Patreon page. We've got over 160 bonus episodes, the chance of winning £100 each month, and we've got random giveaways as well. Our November £100 giveaway is on Thursday the 30th, and then our December one will soon follow.
I would say that's just in time, like for Christmas and, you know, this time of year, but then we always want it to go on food.
Yes, so. True.
You know, so we still want those takeaways even in the lead up to Christmas.
Even in the lead up to Christmas. Yeah. This is a good time for you to get in the draw because you've got two almost back to back, two draws. So good luck. It's £3 a month and you will also be able to claim your weight loss certificates from us as well. That's part of the package. Congratulations, Carly Dunn and Donna Smith on your Half Stone Awards and Kay and Karen Davies on your One and Brilliant. Half Stone Awards. Well done. Certificates on their way. You just need to search for us in the Patreon app or go to patreon.com/secretslimpod. A reminder too that we've also got our fun size episodes every Tuesday on this feed as well. Right, before we move on to our next update, let's get some of the messages you've sent us. We are at Secret Slim Pod on all our socials now. We're on TikTok as well, plus of course our Secret World of Slimming Clubs community group on Facebook, so you can chat with other listeners of the podcast, and we are on there as well.
One thing I didn't mention in my update, which is obviously worth a mention, is the fact that on Friday night I tested out the theory of using fruit shoot as a mixer.
Oh yes, you did. Yeah. This went down very well.
It did, surprisingly. I mean, I don't know if people had already had a few gins themselves, but people were very involved in this.
How was it?
Beautiful.
Was it?
It was really nice.
What did you have then?
So I had pink gin already, so I felt that went well with the blackcurrant fruit shoot. Mm. With a lemonade, nice big dollop of ice. Absolutely beautiful. Stunning.
Beautiful.
I tried it with just the fruit shoot to begin with.
And no lemonade.
And no lemonade. And that was very strong.
you so don't say.
We did need the, I say we, it was just me doing it, needed the lemonade to water it down a little bit. But I did very much enjoy it. And honestly, I would do it again.
Nice.
Yeah, I really, really would. Okay, so well off done. The back of that, again, lots of great feedback. Lauren Moore Smith said, this is a delicacy.
Nice.
I would have diluting juice and cheap gin back in the day. And I'm still not above it. I order a Happy Meal at McDonald's specifically so I can get a fruit shoot and I'm 35.
So good.
And so my dog can get a toy. Jesus, I need some standards.
Yes, you do, Lauren. Approved.
There's one thing with you need to do it in a pinch. Lauren's going out of her way to do that.
Yeah,
that,
she is.
That seems worse. It doesn't, darling.
No, it doesn't. You're, no, don't be
I have a low opinion of you, Victoria, and Lauren's is lower.
Wow. Sue Porter says, fuck the grandkids, Nan's having the fruit shoots. which I'm totally in for. Well done,
I'm so
Sue.
On to something here. I'm telling you, I really am.
I agree.
Gemma Raspin says, I have no idea how, but this week I've lost 2 pounds. After sharing 5 bottles of wine with my mum, a few baby Guinnesses and a takeaway. And then on Saturday, I had Mackie's breakfast and a chip butty from the local chippy. I guess I've pulled a Victoria.
God, wow. You really have. Wow. Well done, you. Terry Scarborough says, I've just realised my regular group has a carpet.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Now, we all know you cannot put scales on a carpet. Mm-hmm. Terry says, I'll buy it not a shag pile, but still a carpet nonetheless. This must be why, listen to these stats, this must be why I lost 1.5 pounds at a different group last week when the scales were on a wooden floor, back to normal group this week on carpet, put on 0.5 pounds. You do the maths, guys. Don't
I think there
get
is
weighed on a
there.
Carpet.
Okay, but how many fish and chips has she had in that time? It
no
can't
mention.
Be just carpet.
She has been 100% on plan at all points.
we don't know that for
We
fact.
Don't know that, but I'm guessing if we know Terry as we do, we're guessing. Well done, darling. Well done. That's more science right there as far as I'm concerned.
Not sure. Science.
Actual science.
I think it is.
Thank you. Thank you.
Paula Herrett, De Conforti. I swore I wouldn't go back and binned my old books, but here I am, back on the yacht fund and ready to crush it.
Amazing.
2024 will be all of our year. Remember, the more shiny stickers, the smaller the knickers. Hashtag long live MMB.
Correct. Let's end this podcast with messages to producer Paul after his massive game last episode.
Yes.
We had so many, we cannot have the time to fit them all in.
I think we should find the time.
But he did put a stone on, what was it?
No, I put six pounds.
Six stone, sorry.
I hope they're all supportive messages.
Sure, well, let's find out. Julie says, oh, Paul, 1 week in and already blaming the scales. Might be time to try three mad again. You don't need snacks if you've got three sensible meals a day, Paul.
All right, Julie.
Great advice, Jules.
You can't throw that back at me. Oh, that was
advice.
A more do as I say, not as I do type situation.
Emily Leon's birthday says, producer Paul, you've made my week. That may be the greatest weighing result of the podcast yet. Too funny. Like the girl said, welcome to our world.
Welcome to our world. And Tracy Hancock says, Paul, £6 on. Perhaps because he's joined the team fully. That's just what happens.
Yep.
Welcome.
I don't want to be associated with you two in this regard.
Unfortunately, you are.
Everyone whose message gets read on the podcast will receive the No Shaming Again sticker. You just got to get in touch with your name and address.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Right, let's find out our next update from me.
I've already mentioned, probably 1,000 times, that this was going to be another tough week because I was out a few times eating. And also, nearly Christmas. Non-scale victory, because I'm a slimming angel. When I went out to TGI's before a gig, I had the sesame chicken strips with the whiskey glaze to die for. Didn't have chips, had salad. Boom! When we went out to Peter Kay on Friday, we went to Five Guys. I had a burger. Didn't have chips. Boom! However, I've had my first mince pie of the season.
What?
It was nice, but luckily I didn't take it home. If I'd have taken it home and heated it up and had it with double cream, then my year would be over. But I just had it cold in the car. So it was nice, but it didn't tip me over the edge. So that, in a way, is good. Going forward this week, there's only one thing that I might go to, which might involve one glass of Christmas wine and a mince pie. So actually, I've got a freaking busy week. So I think this is the week that could get me back to where I was at the start of the year.
Which, as you know, is everyone's aim when they're on a diet.
Some more than others.
Yes, some more than others.
So we've had Scone Girl over here who can't eat a scone without a dollop of cream and jam.
Obviously.
And now you're saying a mince pie should be eaten with cream as well.
Double cream.
Double cream.
We're not into December yet, but
I'm
double cream
at
December,
you,
that's
actually
what it's known as. Why? What do you mean?
I just didn't think you would have a mince pie. We're still a long way to go on your journey.
I agree. Thank you, darling. But thank you for pointing that out. It's because, you know, on the Costa Rewards app,
okay, yeah,
they offered me a £1 cake.
Yes, it was last week.
Yeah.
I had What did I? I had a cake.
You would have done, yeah.
Oh, I had the
Black Forest Gatto.
No, I had the Terry's muffin, chocolate orange muffin.
Oh, I did not know that was available.
Beautiful.
I asked for banana cake because it's got fruit in it, but they didn't have any left. So I had to have one of those all butter mince pies. And yeah, if I'd have heated that up 20 seconds in the microwave, guys, and then poured double cream on, well, you might as well.
They just might have put heated it up for you, had you asked, though.
No, I'm glad because it's a gateway drug for me.
I agree that that would be delicious, but you don't need it.
Well,
if you're on a diet, I would say just a dry mince pie is a delicious food.
It doesn't sound, the way you've just described it doesn't sound great. It was nice, but if I'd have heated it up and had the double cream on it, then I would have needed one every day.
So you're not quite there yet. Like, you feel like you've had your mince pie fixed for the time being.
Yeah.
You can wait a little while before you have another one.
Yes.
Okay.
That's the solution.
Right.
1st of December, though, boom, out comes the double cream. Double cream December. You know how it works. We went to a Christmas fair.
Lovely.
And we had a little taster of a caramel dark rum.
Oh, lovely.
Anyway, then we bought a bottle.
Music to my ears.
I love a Christmas fair, and it was local gin. We're in Nottingham, and it was a local gin and rum company.
Support local.
That's what I said. Yeah. And I was like, oh, well, I'll
support Audi.
Just doing them a favour.
Yeah.
It was beautiful. And I said to him, what mixer does this go with? Have it neat.
Oh, my God.
It's his suggestion, and he's absolutely bloody right.
I can recommend a fruit shoot.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
With a dark rum, though.
Oh, no. You said gin, though.
Yeah, I bought a gin as well, a pomegranate one.
I know a fruit shoot for that.
Do you, darling? Well, listen, come talk to me. Hit me up afterwards. But yes, it was all there, guys. It was one of those weeks, and it was damage limitation week.
Okay.
And so I did get on the scales at my group yesterday.
Yep.
And I have lost weight.
What?
Yeah. I think I might be ill.
No, not laughing.
I lost 2.5 pounds.
Fuck off, you haven't.
And I never do that. So what's wrong with me?
Joe, genuinely, how have you lost 2.5 pounds?
I don't know. I don't even know. The woman in front of me is a woman who's been at target weight like forever and ever and ever. And she had gone out of target, and she'd put weight on and she didn't expect to. And her husband was like, well, you shouldn't have put weight on, not with what you've eaten. So my anticipation...
Scales are broken.
Yeah. But I thought that means I would put on a load, which I didn't deserve.
It should have gone the other way, maybe.
Yeah. But actually, I've lost 2.5 pounds with fucking no explanation. So I'm already worried for next week.
Well, back a few episodes. So the last time you lost weight, you lost 3 pounds.
Did I?
Yeah.
Well done me. I didn't realise. Because in my head, if I lose any more than a pound, I've probably got weeks to live. Because it doesn't work like that with my body. A load of people at the group this week are all losing 4 or 5 pounds.
Oh.
Women, like, it's easy.
Well, there you go then. If everyone's doing it, and you shouldn't be.
Yes,
then that's got to be the scales.
Yeah, but maybe they should be. Oh. I mean, I just know I shouldn't have. That is for sure. But when she came to me and she said, oh, Joe, well done, took the praise.
Obviously, of course.
And I said, oh, yeah, I did go out a couple of times. But I was very, very good on the other days. Oh, well, that's how to do it.
But were you good on the other days?
Yeah, but I was, like, I've not written anything down.
Okay. But then when you've gone out, though, like you said, you've made healthy swaps and healthy choices. So maybe actually it hasn't been as bad as you think.
Yeah, give yourself a bit more credit, Joe.
Well, that's not really what I'm saying. Well, I'm just trying to make you feel like you're not on death's door.
Anyway, I think I've only got 1 pound to go to get to where I was at the beginning of the year. And you know what that means? I might lose weight this year.
No way.
Think of that.
Get
Think
the double cream on ice.
Yeah, you really get it on. I swear to God, if I get a pound this week, I'm going to freaking celebrate.
Yeah, but you've got then. Yeah, but then
I'm celebrating with a mince pie and double cream.
You know,
hold that off though until our last episode of the year.
No, I can't wait.
You know, your year-long diet, it's not a lap. It's like you don't have to come back to the start point at the end of the year.
Well,
it's not the
I think we all agree that that's what we should do for the rest of this year. And once I get there, Jesus, get me a certificate.
God.
Get me a certificate.
I'm genuinely shocked.
You've got back to where you were certificate.
I want it back on to square one certificate.
Do you know what? I think there'll be a lot of people that would want that.
There really is. Because I'm considering this an achievement if I get there. And then I've got time to have a mince pie and double cream and then maybe lose a few more pounds before Christmas.
I mean, that is a bit ambitious.
Well, maybe it is. You're absolutely right. But listen, I've done it. £2.5 and well deserved.
I would absolutely.
Okay.
I would laugh if you come in next week and said that your leader said, oh, there was a problem with the scales.
Problem with the scales. You put £4.
Yeah.
Let's move on to least supportive diet partner nomination, and it goes to Kerry McConnell. Least supportive diet partners are Joe and Victoria.
What are you talking about?
I listen to the pod while at the gym. I am a few weeks behind. Today, I listened to the episode where Victoria had just moved house and discussed the amount of takeaways she had that week and only gained a pound.
Yeah,
by the time I got off the treadmill, I'd ordered KFC online to collect on the way to get my car, which is conveniently parked next door to a KFC. Beautiful. Really great work.
Oh, that was a good week.
Right, before your final messages, get ready for producer Paul.
Guys, I'm sure we can all agree last week's result was an anomaly. And that it was clearly a problem with the batteries in the scales.
You did say that you were having daily flapjacks and whatever else.
Yeah, exactly. Was having daily flapjacks. They were really good. This week, with fresh batteries, I've stepped on the scales.
I already hate him.
What? This is just my face.
Oh, so small.
I hate him already. I bet it's all come off.
I've lost 3 pounds.
Oh, not all then, though. So it's fine.
No. Yeah, but it's on the
it's
way.
It's not the scales then.
Have you tried to diet?
Yes.
I've cut down my flapjack intake.
Yes.
Not cut it out entirely.
No.
Still toasting those marshmallows on a candle in the front room, though.
Well, that is
the greatest taste.
You said to us that you're going to set up camp in the studio with a mic, but socials, you know, you're not interested.
You weren't going to update us on
socials. And then all of a sudden, a video pops up of you changing the batteries in your scales.
Yeah,
that was an emergency, though,
wasn't it?
People were concerned about me, I could tell.
I liked the empty, I can't remember, but the cake stand in the background. Mm. That made a nice appearance.
Yeah, sure, it's cake stand. And then the jar with the flapjacks in was next to that. Yeah, nice. People did like to point that out. Yeah.
Really nice. £3, though, which is like, for most people, a pound, because he's a man.
Yeah.
So.
I'd be
disappointed with that. Because,
would you, Victoria?
Yeah, only because you've made out the whole time that it's the scales. Now, if it was the scales, that whole six would have come straight off.
Yeah, that is true.
So it's not the scales, it's you. Mm. You're just shit at dieting.
Maybe there's still a problem with the scales. I have still been having more jacket potato with cheese and coleslaw.
How many jackets are you having?
I love it. It's my favourite food. If I could have nothing else, like death row meal, jacket potato, cheese, coleslaw, gluten-free breaded chicken. That's it.
Followed by a toasted marshmallow.
It's your death row meal. Why the fuck are you having gluten-free shit?
Oh, yeah.
You're about to die.
Bring me gluten.
Good Lord.
Well pointed out, Joe.
Yeah, you can actually have tasty stuff.
Yeah, but, you know, if I'm going to the electric chair, I'll probably already have a dicky tummy, won't I? You got to think about these things.
What a way to go.
Well done. Can I ask one more question? Do you have a target in mind, like what your normal is that you're happy with? Because
yes.
What my concern is that you get to target this year, and that will really fuck me
up. I mean, I probably, I'm probably a pound above where I normally am now, and I could do with, I don't know, 5 or 6 more pounds off.
If he gets to target this year.
If he gets himself his own target weight.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Thing you got to remember, guys.
Before we do as well.
Yeah, I know.
Christmas is only one day, so you know I should be dieting all the way through December.
You should. Yeah.
I almost want to say well done, but I won't.
No, don't you dare.
Let's get some more of your stories.
Gillian says, with Christmas fast approaching, I decided to revisit some old Slimming World mags earlier in the week to try and get some inspiration for reining it in before the real onslaught. Here's a pic of my sofa and the picture of the magazines next to a tub of Heroes.
Nice.
While I'm trying.
Nice. There's nothing. It's funny that a sensation that goes through your mind when you're reading a Slimming World mag and eating cake and eating chocolates. It feels like the most rebellious thing you could ever do. So I'm here for it. Julie Halliwell says, my sister has just booked a christening for February. I need to decide when the diet starts. So do I say, fuck it, it's Christmas? Or am I off plan till Jan? Or do I go crazy with Fuck It Till Feb and then hit the Slim Fast for 3 weeks. I can't start anything today, so I'm going to have a bottle of wine and a takeaway while I decide.
Look, if you end up going for Slim Fast, then, you know, because nothing else has worked, then fine, good luck to you. But Slim Fast as the plan 3 months out...
Genius.
Surely there is more sensible diets that
like
you can do at this stage.
Producer Paul's now a guru because he lost 3 pounds because of his scales.
Hi, Slimmer of the Week, Producer Paul here. Let me advise you. Maybe think about cutting out the flapjacks.
Okay, I'm going
to
buy
petition
in.
To get Producer Paul off this podcast. Yeah, yeah. And Jane Littleproud says, Producer Paul needs to make 2024 is my year sticker now.
Do it.
Bit busy at the minute, guys.
Do it. Everyone wants one. Everyone wants one. So we've got that one. We've got NSV.
Yeah, that does still need to be done.
That'll be there by episode 400, I've told you.
You won't be, though.
What was the sentence that you said, darling?
I can't control the food, but I can control my feet.
Yeah, get that one on.
Get that one on.
Sure I heart MMB. I support the Yacht Fund. All of that stuff. Stickers.
Yeah.
Please.
Yacht Club.
By end of play today.
Can't see it happening, guys.
Letters on a sticker. You've got yourself a No Shame in a Game
sticker. Well, at least that's
sticker
what we've got made anyway.
In this instance. Okay, time for Slimmer of the Week.
This shouldn't take long.
Oh, my God. Producer Paul, you've pipped me to the post, and I really tried, as we've discussed, this week. And you have only got this, Paul, because you've put new batteries in your scales.
I don't think either of you deserve it. I'm not saying I do.
I do deserve
it. But I don't
it.
Think either of you do.
Well, because home...
You've not tried.
No,
home scales
don't
count.
They don't count. Get that on a sticker. So are we allowing...
Well, he's
Paul,
got to.
He's
because,
got to have
I
it.
I mean,
those
he's got to, but it does pain me.
Those are the rules, I'm afraid. Paul.
Hi.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
That was through great
teeth. Spreadsheets don't lie.
Spreadsheets do not
well,
lie.
Actually, I mean, they can do if you put the data in wrong.
Well done. Paul gets Slimmer of the Week.
Yeah.
As much as we hate it. That is it for this week. But you can chat to us on our socials. We are at Secret Slim Pod on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook. We will be back on Monday for Patreon members. And don't forget, you can check out the Secret World of Slimming Club's Fun Size on Tuesday. Main episode back here on Thursday. Day. So, whether you're slimming or sinning, remember, there's no shame in a game.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.